You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent Magazine. Well, it's one sleep until ARIC 2018 and the excitement has been building for months now. As usual, Team Elite have a whole bunch of stuff planned. So today, my guest, the publisher and husband, Mark Edwards.
Hey, Sam.
And Team Elite honorary member, Claudio Encina.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having you on.
So it feels like the band are back together this morning. We'll be together, you know, pretty much all weekend under each other's armpits, as usual.
Yeah, so, yeah, looking forward to it. Sunday night, Monday morning.
nice to get close. So I just want to kick off with Claudia. You've been a speaker at ARIC in front of 4,000 people. What's it like to walk out on stage?
Scary. Yeah. When you see 4,000 agents, you know, all staring at you and so forth. But
pens poised.
Yeah, but, you know, wouldn't have it any differently. It was an amazing experience. Just, you know, to tell other agents and try and give them some insights and some ideas and strategies and help them. And I think that's the beautiful what ARIC does as a platform is hear other people's stories and what they do and what strategies are working in their businesses today from some of the high performers. And like everyone, some of these agent speakers started with nothing and become really great high performers today.
And now, just a bit of behind the scenes for our listeners, you actually coach the agent speakers, don't you? Getting them prepared for getting on stage.
Yeah. I could kill Nicola and John McGrath for that. Because these guys,
you've been doing it for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my third year doing it now. So it's a real honour and a privilege to get the job, actually, because it gives me a real insight and get really close with some of these agents on a day-to-day level for 3 months almost. Leading up to ARIC to hear their speeches and what their keynote presentation will be. And just the last 2 weeks, just doing the final countdown and, you know, fine-tuning some of their keynotes.
Allaying some of those nerves.
Yeah. Just giving them the reassurance because a lot of them are really nervous going, you know, is it all right, Claudia, what I'm saying? So from that point, it's just giving them that level of security saying, hey, just be authentic, just be yourself. Just tell it as it is. Don't try to be someone different because people really appreciate when you just be you.
Our 53 PowerPoint slides, too many.
In 15 minutes? No.
We used to call that death by PowerPoint.
Yes, that's right.
But I mean, these days, everyone is so much better. And let's pick up on that point that you made about calming their nerves. So what do you tell them to calm their nerves on the big day? What are some tips?
Yeah, look, you know, I remember one of my mentors and coaches many years ago when I was literally starting to do a few talks and keynotes. He was really great. He said, get there early before the day, fill the room, like walk around the room. He said, it's almost like a leopard or a predator, like walking around its territory. And he said, just go and touch around most of the chairs from one end of the room to the other end of the room, and then get on the stage, fill the stage.
So you almost own the environment.
Yeah, exactly. And then just literally like look at 3 points in that whole big massive auditorium there at the convention centre. One in the middle, one to the right, one to the left. Don't try and look at everybody. And just choose 3 people that you're going to be like literally just having a one-on-one talk to. But it will feel like you're talking to the mass audience, you know. So I've actually told all these guys that I'm working with at the moment, we're going to meet up on when they do their mic check and then have a walk around, get a feel of the room so they can just start to get really comfortable.
There is a lot of talk around preparation actually, you know, sort of gets the best out of your performance. And I think, you know, sort of by doing that and getting in there and being seeing the environment, not for the first time when you're up on stage, you're actually a lot calmer in that environment.
Absolutely, because you already sort of understand what you're going to feel when you arrive on the day. So
actually, I heard a good tip if you're nervous when speaking is to wiggle your toes.
Oh.
Because, you know, like when you get nervous, you kind of almost end up out of your body kind of thing. Like, oh, my, there's all these people staring at me. But I can't remember who it was from, but if I think it was Shelley Horton, actually, in Transform 2016. If you wiggle your toes, it brings you back down into your body,
regrounds
you, and then you can refocus on the task at hand. So that's something I always do. I always wiggle my toes.
Toes, yeah.
I'm doing it now.
Are you nervous?
No. No. Anyway, does anyone really stand out to you this year among the agent speakers? Like, who are you really looking forward to seeing up on stage?
I've heard his talk now probably 3 times. Alexander Phillips, number one agent in Australia. Not because he's number one, but more importantly, getting to listen to understand how does he have his average days on market right now at 19 days we're in an environment where, you know, days on market are expanding.
Yeah.
What are the processes and strategy? And he's going to share some of those insights on the actual day, how he actually lines up his vendors and his buyers, and he's actually able to get a sale after the first weekend of the open home.
Yeah, right? Wow, that's where, amazing.
So he's actually going to talk to us how he reverse engineers and how he team works reverse engineers, rather than most agents will literally just go, okay, we've got a listing, let's go live.
Yeah.
And then week one, week two, week three, oh, we're not meeting the market, let's get the vendor down on price and hopefully someone will turn up to the auction. He's actually got his vendor aligned 2 weeks before the first open home because he brings the VIP buyers through.
Yeah.
He brings certain other key people. And literally, he's able to have the buyers and the vendors at a level within that first week. So that, to me, was like super impressive. Apart from him writing $10 million GCI last year,
wow,
and him doing 900 calls himself a week and what the other team members do and how they add value, but also what is his degree of separation in his marketplace. So that allows him to win more business against everyone else. So, and probably another one would be Simon Cohen. You know, buyer's agents become much more relevant and got to understand how they add a lot of value to the market today, and especially agents,
yeah,
and how you can work with them. But listening to his story was pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of interest in him at the moment, actually, now that Ben Handler's left the team.
That's right.
Mm. So, yeah, I'll be really interested to see Simon on stage and hear his story. That, yep, that will be a cracker.
Do you think that we'll ever get to the point where we're seeing the same amount of, you know, sort of buyer's agents and also sellers agents that we see in the US market?
That's an interesting question. I think there's an outsource argument, you know, like with people getting more and more busy and time becoming more and more valuable, and as people, I'm not just talking in the real estate industry now, but as humans, we seem to get busier and we seem to be valuing our time, our leisure time, our time with the family, you know, the dollar productive activities we've all got to get done.
Yep.
Does looking for a house and spending that much time looking for somewhere to live,
particularly if you don't do it that often.
If you don't do it that often, does it fit into that? For me, I would say no. I'd much prefer someone go and find me something and do the negotiation for me because they're better at it.
Yep.
You know, what is it? Play to your strengths, outsource your weaknesses.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So will it get as big in the US? If you're buying and selling real estate in the US, you have to have representation. Mm. Here you don't, but yes, I do see it gaining more popularity.
I would much prefer to be able to have somebody like a buyer's agent come into the home. It's like the vendor expectation setting meetings that you would actually sort of set that with your buyer's agent.
That's saying, right.
This is the type of property I'm looking for. This is why I'm looking for it.
Yep.
And let them go and do the groundwork because they've got all the connections. They've got all the experiences to know what to do.
That's right.
Mm. I mean, I'm talking from a general purchaser here.
Yep.
I think there's a big market for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, just going back to highlighting a little bit about Alexander Phillips before, once he lists the home and gets his VIP buyers through because he's got a buyer's agent in his team, he also rings all the buyer agents in Sydney, like, you know, Simon Cohen, you know, Byron Rose, etc. So literally for the first lead up for the first 2 weeks, the vendor's actually getting some really good feedback, understanding, you know, we've got qualified buyers, this is where we're at, and we're going to go live in the next week.
Yep.
So if we get any new buyers, you know, and we get a good offer, we should be really considering that. You know, I think as the market changes, you've got to look at different ways and different strategies to keep your days on market lower, get buyers excited. Because, you know, I'm hearing in the marketplace right now, like, you know, buyers, they're not urgent. There's no urgency with the buyers. They're sitting on the fence. So, yeah, so little things like that. So with Simon, I think it's going to be great, you know, having a listen to him and how he adds value to the marketplace.
So there is a few big names on the list coming out this year. So let's talk about some of those. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm going to be biased.
Yeah, no, you're going to say Tom Ferry.
I'm going to say Tom Ferry, only because I've known him for a very long time and he's a good guy, he's a good friend of mine. And look, he just brings in a lot of energy. He's got some really great ideas. And so, yeah, for me, he's going to be a highlight over the 2 days of ARIC. But I'm also looking forward, I've never seen him speak live, is it Chris Helder?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You've never seen Chris Helder?
I've seen videos on YouTube, but I've never seen him live. But everyone that has seen loves him.
So full of energy.
He's fantastic.
So is he like the Australian version of Tom Ferry, maybe?
Possibly. But no, he's a great speaker.
Yeah. Really? You hadn't seen him until Momentum.
Yeah.
And I've seen Chris Helder speak about, you know, 3 or 4 times, and it's different every time.
Okay.
You never quite know what you're going to get.
Wow.
But, you know, he just brings this amazing energy to the stage.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Like, there could be a room of 4,000 people, but somehow you feel like you're the only one when Chris is on stage.
Yeah.
So a few of my favourites, Dr. Fred, I think. So I remember Dr. Fred from 2014, which was the year that I decided to start Elite Agent Magazine, while I was sitting in the crowd. And I interviewed Dr. Fred just before that session, and you know, he's very much of the opinion, like I felt Dr. Fred was talking to me at the time, obviously, because of I was at a crossroads in what I was doing, but he's very much of the opinion that everything you need is inside of you, and that often people ignore their higher purpose. And the other thing that's interesting to me, I guess, because we interview so many agents and all of that sort of thing, is that he talked to me about, in 2014, this thing about positive behaviours being the in thing. And what people do is they follow other people. That's where that culture of hustle, hustle, hustle comes from. And, you know, all these different behaviours that we see in the real estate industry that are popular, but they may not be either productive or what people really want to be doing. You know, so I sort of thought, geez, that's pretty insightful. Like, and that's the thing. I mean, I know Dr. Fred's been a coach of John McGrath for years. He's coached some of the, I mean, Darren Butcher also, he was in Transform last year. He's been Dr. Fredded as well. I mean, everyone that, is that a verb even? But,
I've been Fredded.
Well, I worked with Dr. Fred for 5 years and I saw him at the first ARIC in 97 with Bobby Boland, Bobby Wolf, Lita Montalto, I think her name was. But it was the first time I started working with Fred for 5 years. And I've always say this, is there's about five people in my life that have made a massive impact and influence, and he's certainly one of them that's on my list, because I don't know if you've ever heard of 10s and 25s and 50s and 100s. He talks about, you know, like a 10 is having a coffee in the morning, like something that hits your soul. It might not be good for you, but, you know, if I die, I'll die happy, you know. And he talks about, like, little things that you should reward yourself every day with that you love, and, you know, it feeds your soul. Like a cup of coffee feeds my soul. You know, once a week having dinner with the family on a Friday night feeds my soul. So he goes into that philosophy of really connecting with your soul, your purpose. So, yeah, I think he's one of my favourites too.
I can't wait to see him again this year. And let's not forget what's going on in the expo hall, because speaking of speakers, we'll be interviewing most of them as they come off stage, right? So tell us a bit about what you've got planned for Elite Agent around the expo before, during and after ARIC.
Look, it's going to be...
Because it's a military operation.
It is. It is. It's going to be a cracker this year. There's.
You always say that.
I know. It's going to be a cracker. look, there's lots of exciting interviews we're going to be doing on the couch in our studio with both the local and international speakers. And there's also a ton of big names in the industry who will be there as well, and also a lot of exciting new names. So we'll be having a chat with them on the couch. We'll also have a roaming crew around the expo hall as well, so talking to the delegates, you know, getting what they've got out of the conference, and also having a chat with some of the exhibitors as well. So it's really sort of getting the pulse of, of ARIC.
So if you happen to be at ARIC tomorrow and you're approached by someone from Elite Agent,
and puts a microphone up in your grill.
Don't be alarmed. It's all okay.
No, well, I think the whole point of what we want to try and do is to be able to get the message out to the people that unfortunately won't be able to be there. But, you know, so we'll have the entire team, Elite team, up there. I think we've got an entourage of about 10 this year.
Entourage. Growing.
Sounds like its own TV show of a TV show.
Well, this is my fourth ARIC this year, so I've been at it for a while, and I remember that our first ARIC as a lead agent, I think we just basically turned up with a bar table and a couple of bar stools.
I remember it was less complicated in those days.
It sure was, but I mean, this year with 10, we've got journalists, we've got photographers, we've got videographers, we've got our editorial team, and obviously the three amigos here as well.
Usher and Sonia.
It's going to be pretty exciting.
And apparently someone suggested to us that we should have a Snapchat filter that would allow people to take snaps of themselves and so make your own Elite Agent cover, basically. So we did that, and now unfortunately someone's going to need to teach me, because I'm over 30, folks, how to use Snapchat.
And you can teach me.
We'll get Nick onto it. We'll have a queue of consulting Nick. So we're going to have the Snapchat filter on there. We're going to be doing a lot of behind-the-scenes Insta posts. And at the end of the day, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live wrap each day. So on Sunday, we'll do that around the time of the networking party. So get a bit of a feeling from the day and also within the crowd. So we'll send Hannah out and into the wide blue yonder.
So that's 5 o'clock on Sunday, just depending on, I mean, obviously that may change because the timing, everyone tries to keep to time at ARIC, but we can't really kick that off until the last session's over. Because
then the networking party kicks off, right?
Then the networking party kicks off. And also, if everything sort of lands to schedule, you'll see us live at 5 p.m. and 2 p.m. And obviously,
tune in.
So there'll be a lot of activity,
So it's pretty exciting. Military operation.
Military operation. And also, the expo is bigger than anything we've seen again this year. So you've had a look through the list. And as trade media partner, you've had a look through the list. We work with some of them, obviously, in the magazine and online and things like that. Who's going to have...
Who's caught my eye?
Who has caught your eye? Other than me.
Look, we've got Mike and the team from Vitre Media are going to be there as usual. They've got some really cool new products there. They've got a desktop A4 backlit sort of screen stand so you can put your latest listing on, whether it be on the reception desk or any awards you may have there. So, and they're actually doing a giveaway of those at their stand, so pretty cool.
Yeah.
REA, they're going to be there with a cast of thousands.
Serving up the coffee or the juice or something.
Yeah, juice.
I think we've got coffee on one side and juice on the other, so choose your fuel. They're going to be talking about the whole lowdown of Agent Edge and that suite of products. Beepo are going to be there with a team talking about outsourcing and how that can make a real difference to the business. And
well, they've got an excursion going on soon, haven't they? They're going to pack people up and go to the Philippines.
They are. That's huge, isn't it? That's big.
They're giving away a ticket.
They're giving one away.
So you've got to go and see them at their stand.
Fabulous.
Campaign track, they're bigger as usual.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of cool toys showcasing how you can embrace social and digital for your marketing of your listings.
Mm-hmm. It'd be really cool to walk around the expo and see what's going on there.
Look, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for exhibitors there to be able to showcase some of their game-changing, sort of apps and
game
services.
Game changers.
Hashtag.
Look, let's face it, this is the place where you get to see, touch, feel, play with some of the latest and greatest that's coming out of, sort of some of the...
Especially around technology today.
Exactly. And Australia is recognised for being one of the leaders in the property services game. So it's going to be really exciting to see what's going on there.
Well, look, you and I have been to conferences around the world and, it's hard to compare with ARIC, actually. It's like what we put on down here is world class.
Well, I saw a post today on Facebook from ARIC, and it's the second largest real estate conference in the world.
Yeah.
Behind it's pretty
Nah.
huge.
Yeah. Behind Nah, yeah.
Yeah, which is like, that's massive. Yeah.
Well, when you look at it from a percentage of industry professionals in the market, ARIC would have to be the largest.
Number one.
When you think about...
On a per head, capita per head, absolutely.
Exactly, because you look at the number of agents in the States or realtors in the States in the, 1.5, 1.6 million.
Correct.
Hmm.
You drop a zero off that and you're probably getting close to Australian number and you're not getting 45,000 delegates to NAR. It'd have to be the biggest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, percentage-wise. So Nicola and the girls, Whitney, Charlotte, they do an amazing job. Hats off to you girls and have a good conference. And half the world's going to be there, obviously, but our Transformers from last year and from this year. Claudio, you've been a Transform coach now for 3 years. So what have we learned from Transform this year?
What have we learned? I think, firstly, hats off to everyone who participated in this year's Transform program because it was a different format.
It was hard.
Hats off to you guys for creating the program itself.
It was the tough mutter of Transform.
It was a tough mutter, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the way you did it. The theme around it was brilliant. I thought having so many, much more coaches this year involved in it as well, where everyone could get involved, was wonderful. Mm. For me personally, I just think some of those acts of kindness, random acts of kindness, watching some of the videos, I watched a lot of videos of what some of these guys did and pushing themselves outside of their own comfort zone.
Yeah.
And literally just 30 days just being disciplined and focused.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, right? Because you've got to think about you're immersing yourself into something every day, getting focused to grow for yourself and literally seeing these guys every day participate, get involved, including doing their day-to-day stuff.
Mm.
I say kudos to them. I truly believe everyone was a winner that actually participated in there because everyone made a decision straight away to say, I want to make a change,
And there was, as usual, what we see amongst the Transformers is camaraderie because we did throw them a couple of challenges. One was to do with scripts.
Yeah.
One was to do with
creating a template library.
Creating a template library and things like that. And they got so competitive that they would be up all night.
Yep.
And we get up the next morning and all of a sudden there's 2,000 scripts in a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
The only comment I would make about this, and I did go a bit mean mummy on them the next morning, not because there were 2,000 things for me to read, but I remember something Tim Ferriss said at ARIC a couple of years ago, and that is that if 80% of people are doing and saying the same things,
yes,
then it's time to change.
Change, yeah.
And so out of that list, I've managed to pick up 10, I think, scripts that are completely overused. And I was kind of like, oh, like, you know, if every agent in Australia is using these scripts, I think I might put that out as a blog post. Yeah. Just if these scripts were taken away from you tomorrow, what would you do to put yourself in a position where you can serve the person in front of you as best that you can? And therein might be
good
solution to a lot of things. But anyway, what about you, Mark? What do you learn from Transform?
Look, I think the main thing that presents itself...
Five Ps.
Yeah.
Poor preparation prevents poor performance.
Preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Yes. Right, that's it.
Look, I think the main thing that presents...
I was trying to be polite, that's all.
The main...
Just had a PG rating.
Yeah, PG.
The main thing that comes to the surface each and every season of Transform is that no matter where people are in their market or in their career, people actually grow through the program. I mean, this year we had over 100 people involved in Transform.
Huge.
And I think the biggest takeaway that I can have out of that is the buddy system.
Oh.
Because they're sharing the resources like the template library and the scripts and dialogues and all that sort of stuff. That's where we got introduced to Bob.
Bob. Oh, yeah, Bob.
Bob became the new Mr. and Mrs. Fender.
Yes.
But I think
we'll find out more from Adam on the couch. Yeah.
But I think at the beginning, like, they were strangers at the beginning of this 30-day challenge, and they got some coaching from the best in the business, like John McGrath, Tom Panos, Mark McLeod, Josh Fegan, Gav Rubenstein, Peter Gilchrist, yourself, Claudio and Sam.
Wasn't Mac It Awesome again? It was. Sorry, just to divert for a second. Actually, he said something particularly interesting to me as a salesperson in the corporate world where we used to be, and that in real estate, you know, you think you're making two sales. One is the sale that you make when you list the property, and the other sale that you make is the sale when you sell the property. And what Mac has actually pointed out to them in great detail, and we'll have some highlights of this up for everyone soon, is there's actually three sales in real estate. So one is, of course, when you list the property, and one is when you sell the property, but there is another sale to be made in the middle where you get the vendor to meet the buyer. Like, and it might be a negotiation up or down.
Yes.
But you need to treat that as a sale number three.
That's a great point.
And if you think about that in today's market, the way that you need to bring those people together, and, you know, the other great thing that he said was about controlling the conversation. So what are the vendors saying about you at night when they go home around the dinner table?
Correct.
Are they saying, oh, yeah, she's been in touch with me today and she's got this buyer and a couple of buyers on the database and two opens this weekend and blah, blah, blah. Like, what are they saying about you?
Absolutely.
And role play that through your head and think, all right, well, what do I need to do?
The important part of that, just picking up on what you said, is that conversations happen long after you've hung up the phone or have had your face-to-face.
Yeah.
So true.
So a lot of people get into the habit of feeling, okay, well, I'll pick up the phone 5 days later and I'll pick up exactly where I was. So mindsets change, needs may have changed, or circumstances may have changed. So I think each time that you're actually making those contacts, and this is applicable right across any sales role,
that's right,
is that you need to be aware that conversations, whether it happens in a corporate environment, whether it happens in a small business or in a domestic environment, conversations continue to happen after you're there.
After you
really need to put in place the best possible foot forward so that you become memorable and spoken about in the right way after you've actually left.
That's exactly right.
Great point.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. And the other great thing that he said, I mean, there's so many great things that Macca says. I could listen to Macca for days, frankly. But he also said that agents need to be doing vendor reports, and you might see this as an extra piece of admin. And I was keen to know what goes in the vendor report, and he did go through it in great detail, so I won't go through it here. But basically, if you're giving your vendor a report at the end of every week, then it drives certain behavior. Because if you're not taking the actions to get the information to put in a vendor report, then you mightn't be doing enough.
Correct.
And basically, that's what he said again, and just these little nuggets. Value bombs every time Mark McLeod's in the room. So some great stuff there.
There'll be a few highlights coming out on that one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
even a blog that came out on The Brief, I think a week or two ago, where he actually talked about like you having less buyers come through your open homes. How efficient are you becoming now? Yeah. Like with your time, yeah. You know? And yeah. And I thought,
and what you're doing with that time.
Time, yeah. Yeah. Like, and I thought, what a great point. Because
reinvesting that spare capacity back into the business.
Exactly. You're not making 80 calls from an open home on a week, and now you're only doing like 15 calls, for example, yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Mm. So I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's so much that comes out of Transform, and we will have heaps more content. Any other big takeaways from either of you?
It really created this fantastic ecosystem of agents talking to each other, coaches being able to talk to them, and also our suppliers and sponsors.
It was just like everyone had each other's back. Mm-hmm. If someone had a challenge, you know, they'd post it, and like you'd have in an hour, it's, you know, like 15 comments, everyone trying to help that person if they had a challenge with this, or do you have a script for this, or what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
And that's, I think...
to be able to get that viewpoint from a number of different markets and experience, I think that's the real kicker.
I think the thing for me is literally like everyone at the beginning of that Transform program, like put their hand in the middle almost and sort of said, okay, we're in this together for the next 30 days.
Yep.
Let's have each other's back. Yep. Win, lose, we're all in this together. Let's make it happen. And I just thought that camaraderie, like you were saying before, Sam, was just, it was so evident through that program. You know? And you can see there's some great relationships and friendships that have come out of it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be hearing more from the Transformers because we've invited our winner, Sam Bevan, and runner-up, Adam Gulliford, from Bob's Creator, and Bob's and agent from Rain Horn Darwin.
Mr. Vendor.
So they'll be on the couch on Sunday. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll have Nikki and Ben on the couch on Monday.
Fabulous.
With their take on ARIC, because I think it's important. I mean, obviously, we sit in a bit of a different position here where we do interviewing the speakers. It's interesting to get, I think, for the listeners and the readers at home, the view from the agent. Like what are the agents who are actually at the coalface taking away from ARIC?
Correct.
One last question before we wrap it up and finish preparations and almost head off to the expo hall to fluff pillows and set up. As agents, Claudio, you're a coach. How do you get the most out of ARIC? Like, you get so many tips and takeaways and things like, I mean, we've talked about heaps today as well, but how do you get to the implementation phase when you get home from ARIC and the high's worn off?
Yeah. I think there will be so much content over the next 2 days. I feel that what's worked for me is generally just pick up maybe 1 to 3 things that you really feel resonated with you or you feel you could implement, because I always say where all the power is in the implementation, right? Mm. So I would work that out. But saying that, I know you guys are organising the note pool, which was from last year, yeah?
Yeah, we're doing that again.
So is that going to happen again?
That's going to happen again,
because I found that so valuable, like going back after 2 days and actually reading everybody's notes of all the speakers.
Well, the good thing about the note pool is it actually is there, you know, so it's a timeless thing. It's going to not be pulled down.
Yeah,
so
we never pull it down.
So just for the people that aren't aware of what the note pool is, just run us through a little bit about how it works.
So basically what we do is we post a photo of each speaker, a mugshot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
into our
do they have a number underneath, like they're going to jail?
So we post a photo into our private Facebook group. Now, everyone knows how to use Facebook and everyone knows how to leave a comment on a photo. So what we ask people to do is leave comments on the photos with their takeaways. Mm. And, you know, we know that everyone carries their iPad, iPhone, whatever. And so it's really easy to just leave comments with little takeaways or take a snapshot of what's on the screen and post it under that speaker so that then everybody's notes in a nice orderly fashion underneath each speaker.
But if you think to yourself, geez, what was it that Tom Ferry said on that first day?
Mm.
I really wish I had written it down.
Mm.
You know, and the good thing is that the person next to you or the person, you know, sort of 20 rows back from you in the
auditorium
may have taken a slightly different take on what he said. So you're getting almost like this eclectic mix.
Yeah, different perspective.
People, yeah, exactly.
But can I also say it's no substitute for not attending a session. So you'll get an overview. Let's just say, you know, there's a late night, which has never been known to happen at ARIC. No one's ever stayed out, you know, late or made any poor choices on the Sunday night and been in late Monday.
There's poor Monday morning speakers. Tom Ferry will be coming up.
Tom Ferry will be
there. Some people are going to go, you're too motivated for me. I need a coffee.
Yeah, I think it's a really good reminder for people who are actually in the room as opposed to people that are not in the room, because when you're in the room and people are taking notes and different dot points and things like that, you can go back and you can remember in your mind what that was about. It's not a substitute. I just want to be clear on that for not being there.
Yeah.
So leave the big night till Monday night. That's my advice.
Exactly.
My very boring advice.
So where do they head for the note pool?
Note pool is in the Elite Agent Facebook group, the community group. So we'll leave a link in the show notes for Perfect. That one.
Can I get that beautiful sparkly lanyard that we had? Did you save mine?
Yeah, so we do have a limited quantity of sparkly
limited
lanyards.
Limited edition.
Yeah. We'll have a few things to give away on the stand.
Yeah, we have a few giveaways.
So they better come and visit us, right? If they want a sparkly lanyard or...
Yeah, they better show us their snap. Someone better teach me how to use Snapchat or show me their snaps.
Stand 18. Yeah.
Stand 18. That's it from us. I think we all better hug it in now. Bring it in, boys.
Yeah, here we go.
And high five, and let's have a great one.
Looking forward to the next 2 days.
Awesome.
Over and out. See you all at ARIC.
See ya.
See you guys.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.